As worshipers fill the sanctuary, nothing can prepare the congregation for the horror to come. 12 sticks of dynamite are set to detonate beneath a nearby stairwell. A phone rings in the church office. 3 minutes. The bombers had issued their warning, and the countdown has just begun to one of the most shocking crimes in the civil rights era. Killed in the blast are Denise McNair, Cynthia Wesley, Kel Robinson, and Addie Mae Collins. Their murders are the latest violence to rock Birmingham, one of the most segregated cities in the nation. Birmingham is a place where the Klan has detonated so many bombs in black neighborhoods. The city's nickname is Bombingham. Davis was at the forefront of almost every major development in jazz during World War II to the 1990s, and he often led the way in those changes, both with his own performances and recordings, and by choosing sidemen and collaborators who forged new directions.
I had been hearing rumors that Miles was looking for me. This was back in 63.
Throughout a professional career lasting 50 years, Miles Davis played the trumpet in a lyrical, introspective, and melodic style, often employing a stemless harmon mute to make his sound more personal and intimate.
Before we went to school, there was a program on the radio called Harlem Rhythm. And I'd listen to it for 15 minutes, that's all it. So I said I wanted to sound like that. I wanted to play music like that.
As a trumpeter, Davis had a pure, round sound, but also an unusual freedom of articulation and pitch. He was known for favoring a low register and for playing a minimalist playing style, but was also capable of highly complex and technically demanding trumpet work.
He changed the tone of the trumpet for the first time since Louis Armstrong. Everybody between Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis basically came from Louis Armstrong. But that sound, the timbre.
To examine his careers, to examine the history of jazz from the mid-40s to the early 1990s, since he was in the thick of almost every important innovation and stylistic development in the music during that period.
I didn't worry about budgets. I went ahead and let Gil decide what he wanted, which was 19 musicians. And the only stipulation I made was, look, fellas, I want you to have one original composition that I can call Miles Ahead.
To this, he added an instinctive ability of self-promotion that kept him in the eye of the public.
I start sweating. You know, I said, damn. See, I'm catching cold, right? Mm. And the next day was the same thing. So I talked to a friend of mine on the street. He said, man, you got a habit. He asked, what you been doing? I said, been snorting this. He said, you got a habit now.
After spending 4 years fighting a heroin addiction, he conquered it, inspired by the discipline of the boxer Sugar Ray Robinson.